everybody, and welcome to the special April Patrons' Choice podcast, live from the 2017 Jay and Jack Hangout. Say hello, everybody. Oh, there's Matt coming in. So the choice for this month, I'll just leave it on you, the people.
You, the people.
That is, there you go.
The choice for this month was a Married Man show versus the Broadcasters trivia contest. And since we had the majority of the Married Men and Broadcast crew here in person,
we had quorum.
Yes, Sky Peck today.
Yes,
whether he was drunk or not, decided we were going to do it today. Live.
No, someone told me to do that.
Who told you to do it?
I didn't tell you.
What are you looking at me for? I wasn't even
that. That does not sound like something I would do.
So anyway, we are here today, and Nick is streaming in from L.A., I think. So yep. Nick, say hi to the audience here in person. It's live and
it's not L.A.
over the internet.
Yeah, it's true. Hello, everybody. I like the lady rocking the Afghan. That's awesome.
Brad.
That's Brad.
Oh, well, they're sharing it.
That needs a new computer.
did we decide how we're going to do
it? And actually, Amanda made that.
I did.
That was our wedding gift. She made
that. Nice. So, how have we decided how we're going to do these quiz questions? Who's the moderator? Have we decided any of these types of things?
I think that's this guy.
So, Matt is the moderator.
Can we trust Matt?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And everything.
All right, cool. All right, so we have one viewer on the internet right now.
Hey! And I'm pretty sure it's the one that left up in there.
Could be. All right, so...
Is it CJ?
It's probably
CJ.
Matt, do you want to tell the rules of the way this quiz is going to go down?
Wow. Thanks. Thanks for
actually, first, hold on. Let me say who's on here for the panel. So we got on the broadcasters side, we have Colleen Glatfelter. Let's give a round of applause for Colleen. Let's be good sports, Mary. Good sport.
That would be a good sport.
Okay, all right.
I didn't start a fight with you.
You're just mad because we get better feedback than you do. And by that, I mean we get feedback.
Hey, we don't have time for feedback. Our podcast is too busy. We're too busy recording.
All right, so.
Hey, we got a question last time.
Here from.
Just like me.
Brooklyn. New York.
Oh, Brad is
Amanda Giordano. Oh, Brad. There's our one viewer. Oh, we have four viewers now. Okay.
The lonely lady with the Afghan.
From the Married Man crew, we have the first and original Married Man, Jack Laufelter.
That's
for all the way from just outside Boston, Chris Skypad.
The only reason this is happening is Boston.
Yeah.
And Nick's sour puss.
You're welcome.
Why am I a sour puss?
Why am I a sour puss? I got all gussied up for this show.
That's right. Come on.
You know he did, though.
You're more ornery than a dandelion in spring. Whatever the fuck that means. All right. Tennessee. A guest host on The Married Man Show, as well as on Westworld with Jay, Jack, and Mike, Leftovers with Jay, Jack, and Mike, and Fargo with Jeremiah and Mike, Mike Bloom.
No, I thought he was an honorary.
Oh, is he a broadcaster?
I don't know.
Oh, he is. Yeah, okay.
He's the real swinger in this
group. I got keys to put in the bowl later on.
That's what the empty cup is for.
Oh, God. All right. And moderating this is none other than host of Owen and Brew's Barbecue. the latest and hottest
sizzles
podcast on the Jay and Jack Network. The artwork was done live at this party, so
yeah, give it up for Jacob.
So where's Jacob? There you go.
This lovely woman in the shawl.
You know? Oh, no, it's okay.
but also part of the Three Stupid Guys crew and guest host on the Merry Man Show is Matt Ica!
I will moderate as best as I can.
Thank you, thank you. And all the way in LA, did I say Nick yet? No. Host on Game of Thrones with Jay, Jack, and Nick, as well as Married Man Show, Nick Dunn. Woo!
That was Canada. Canada's booing.
Guys, Nick's very sensitive. He's going to be...
No, he's not. This is happening because Nick started crying when he thought he was happening without him.
Guys, I'm going home.
Ski, you guys. Whose water is this?
Yours.
Yours now. Mm. It's the camera's now.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, there we go. Perfect. All right, so. Okay.
Everybody Matt's project right into the mic.
No, it's picking up pretty well, I think.
It's you picking you up. You're shouting.
No, it's. I'm seeing the greens. It's going up for everybody.
Because you're talking.
Oh, Jesus.
It doesn't need to be on me, though. I mean, seriously. This is a lot, right?
Okay, hold on. Okay. There we go. Not to the audience,
but I will start this off with questions that I'm gonna give to both of you, and I don't have enough trivia questions. I just don't. Okay, so we're gonna take some
people here.
Yeah. We're gonna take some live from the audience, hopefully in a bit. But
one
to start this off, what I'm gonna do is I will give the Merry Band crew an opportunity to answer this. Yeah,
of course.
And I think what the best way to do it is to just kind of start with one of you.
And we can't, go a...
you can't go team on it?
It should be team.
Yeah, we'll go team.
Team's fine.
Oh, we'll okay. Team. Sure. Yeah.
For the sake of time.
And we're fine.
Talk it out.
Matt's like, oh, sure, you're the fucking moderator. Yeah, you make the rules. That's fine. it's a Merry Man Show. Yeah, so.
I do feel like I was like a hornet's nest saying like, hey, maybe we should do this, guys.
It was you.
Yeah. So blame me for this. Hopefully it goes as well.
In Boston.
Should we trade places so you can be on the female crew?
I'm happy to be Shandy's analog.
I will sign over here kind of partially a married man myself. So
partially.
Wow.
Guys, I got answers to the questions.
No, that's my shopping list.
Answer number two is Band-Aids.
Let them think we can.
Oh, that's how we got those Lightning McQueen Band-Aids. That was I could check that off the list.
Were those really the answers?
No, that was really my shopping list.
Knob, Band-Aids, tissues. But right. Brother, but not
the worst trivia ever. Those were the answers.
First question.
Toy Story.
We have Trivial Pursuit. We could just, it's right in that. We can just pull those questions.
After all of this.
After all this time.
Okay, first question. You're right.
Okay, all right.
Goes to Jack because
our team.
That's team. This is right. But sure.
Yeah, sorry. It goes to Jack.
double oven.
What is the sexual act of that is called the double oven?
Oh,
I know. I'm starting out blue. You're supposed to work into the blue jelly. Oh.
I think I was actually on the Merry Man when we talked about this.
Is it hands in the other people's butts?
No, that's when you work at Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Where
it's
is
an inside joke from yesterday.
That wasn't butt.
Yeah.
Nick, do you have an answer?
Yeah, Nick, do you have
anytime
any
on bagels and cream or bagels and coffee?
Isn't it just when a woman takes it in both holes?
DP.
Ding, 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 ding. That is exactly.
Yay! Yay! Wait, like the pee hole and the V hole?
Not the pee hole, just the vagina hole and the butt hole.
Oh, but isn't that what you just said?
No.
We're winning this one.
I was confused because you just said
that.
like no, no, I say put both hands.
All right. Well, now
who asked that question?
Brian. Is a lawyer
that we know
and offered up that. Okay, so
the great murder story though earlier.
Well, I think these are all really kind of well,
just sexually. Which numbers it gave out?
We're going to go.
It's Genus 5. It's from the early 2000s.
It's a lot of Friends questions.
We lost four viewers.
What?
Sure,
I feel like, no, they wanted to know what a Dutch oven was. They found out and they signed out.
Honey, Dutch oven is something way different.
Honey, I got something
new. Double Dutch oven.
Double Dutch oven.
That is easier for the broadcast to not be.
Well, that's good. That's sexy.
Yeah, that's sexy.
Wow. Yeah, come on.
Wow. I'll take it. What's the question?
All right,
I don't care. I want
these questions. All right,
this is 40 years ago. The Padres and Phillies played a game that lasted 89 minutes.
I was at this game.
Were you really?
Who was the starting pitcher?
I gave 22.
Are you fucking serious?
Oh, all right.
So now you know.
Can we steal his answer?
How about what is the sport?
It's baseball.
Baseball.
We got it. It was baseball. We win. Next question.
No, wait, what was the question?
Who is the starting pitcher?
It's my favorite Padre of all time.
I can answer this right now.
Oh, that's
yes.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Padre.
Yeah.
That's the answer.
I don't believe you.
I swear on my life.
It's like Trevor Hoffman or something.
Her the answer?
Trevor Hoffman is a
You're already married. You don't need the bonus points.
No, I didn't give her an answer.
Randy Jones.
Fell out.
She got it. Oh, she got it. Yay!
Over here, Jay is now on the broadcast.
No way they would have got that.
I know. That was kind of that's a tough. That's
sometimes
a tough question. That's a jack.
Yeah,
I was
supposed to be in
part. Sorry.
All right. No, he tried to change.
The password is.
That was a great game.
In Twin Peaks.
Ooh,
okay.
Ooh. Randy Jones.
Hopefully Nick's Google is working.
Because
I know what
should be.
Picture on me. I forgot all about that.
What was the population on the sign?
Ooh.
Ooh, good one.
Wait, population on the sign in Twin Peaks.
I know like the thousand.
And I will I guess I can
closest to
I don't know. I just read an article about this on the Flight magazine over.
No way.
I love
how
someone reads
them. Okay, so Zach reads them.
What,
can't
Nick, did you
he
watch
knows,
Twin Peaks?
He knows up at and it,
Nick.
Good. And all
did you watch Twin Peaks?
Just the first episode.
All right. Well, it should be in the first episode.
It should be.
What's like a death thing? What's
I mean, are we going to do a closest to thing or
like 666 or something?
I'm do we are we this is our question?
Yeah. It's closest to.
Let's just go like 50,000 because it was like a medium sized town.
50,000.
Hey, he is the one that guessed the temples right.
That's true.
On the nose.
I'm gonna say 1896.
1894.
Okay. I'm saying 1896 though.
All right, 1896 is our answer.
1896 is your answer. Well,
as an 1,800 people?
Yeah, that's the population.
You said 50,000.
Yeah,
I'm not going with 50,000.
50,000. I think Nick's right. Nick's usually right.
No, Nick's wrong in this one.
Nick was fans here, Nick.
So I'm gonna need an answer closest within.
I'm gonna say Nick is right. 50,000.
Sure. If I was you guys, I would say one.
Nick is the one with the internet here. Why are you going with him?
I'm going to go to you guys and see what you say as far as like stealing.
So I feel like it was either, from what I remember on the plane, it was either 51,000 or 21,000.
Oh, so Nick was close. I think it was 21,000.
All right.
So let's go with 51,000 then.
Do I go?
51.
Let's go with 51,000 then. Yes. Yeah. Okay, there we go.
51.
All right, final answers.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
51.
Oh!
201.
Thank you, Employee Magazines.
Yes. Why you never listen to Nick?
I don't know why I was thinking with Chris.
Yes, never.
Now, there is a corollary to this, and I will...
big words got broken out.
So that was our summer TV show, but the actual population...
I got it wrong the first time.
So this will be another point.
Okay, 51,000.
So I'll give a bonus like option.
Who's it going to?
It goes to them because
we can steal it.
Because we got it.
Wait, so it was 51,201 you said?
196.
So what was the actual?
On the sign in the show.
Yeah.
In the intro screen.
51.
That was 51.20.
So what is the, was it 51?
This is still a quiz. This is a live quiz. Don't give him an answer.
Do you want a little background?
I think I know.
ABC didn't think that people would watch like a really small town show, so they upped the.
Oh, so he's given the.
Was it really
we have a chance to steal this, right?
So it's actually lower. I'll tell you that. It's
wait,
lower.
Wait, you're giving him the answer.
It's from this number to this number.
But what's the actual?
Yeah, what's the
answer? Because it'd be really funny if it was just 1,000 or whatever.
Okay, so I'm going to say 1,800.
No,
it's just like 512.
You guys have a chance to go and
okay.
Okay, so what? You think they just added a zero? Dropped a zero like good? No.
I'm thinking like 12,000 or something. I feel like that's like a fair side, but they right. wanted to like really.
I don't know.
No, I feel like it's probably like a weird, stupid number.
Like 51,201?
Like 69 or something.
Like, yeah, that's a weird number. I wonder where you came up with it.
Five.
There's only five people in town.
There's five people in the town.
Five?
The rest
five.
Of them
what's
got
your final answer? Final answer.
It's not five.
No.
What's our final answer?
I don't know. I got my mind's eye around this 12,000, but I might be completely wrong on it.
Well, you did say 21,000 before, so maybe we'll go with whatever you're 12. Yes. All right, 12,000.
Okay, 12,000. Opportunity to steal 11,999.
I think it's lower. I think it's the last. It's probably the last three numbers. It was 51,200.
So yeah, so
11,999.
Yeah, 11,999.
I know. I don't have fucking time.
Nick, do you think we're right? 11,000.
I think it's definitely lower. I actually agree with Colleen and like just drop a zero because where it's 51,000 whatever.
I think it's a 200.
Yeah, talk louder.
So 11,999.
Yeah.
All right. The final answer is 5,000.
Oh, you were wrong.
I'm out of here.
Can I succeed and be my own team?
All right, so from now on, Nick answers the questions for you guys, and Amanda answers the questions.
Okay. All right, so
do we get that point? Can we get a half point?
No, that wasn't our final answer. Yeah, I know.
1989 Batman movie. Mm-hmm. What was the Joker's real name?
Ooh.
Jack Napier.
And?
Yeah.
His boss? What the fuck?
That's what makes it trivial.
I love how...
This is from the audience.
We didn't need to Jack do Napier, a spoiler alert. There's a lot of swearing in this Patreon show.
What the fuck is...
I thought you said spoiler alert. There's a Joker in Batman 89 movie.
I'm sure
he was caught
a long time ago. Jack Napier and his boss.
The what's his name?
Are my number one.
The mask.
Yes. Oh, okay. I got it.
What kind of the boss's name? It's Jack Napier. We should get the goddamn point.
It's Grissom, isn't it?
I'm only 4 calories away from my goal.
I don't care what you've got.
Hey, Jay.
And you're
Jay.
Not.
What?
No. Jay, isn't it Grissom?
I think so.
Something Grissom.
Last name should count. Forget last name. It should
Gus
count.
Gus Grissom.
It's not Gus.
Yes, Grissom. It is Carl Grissom.
Yeah.
Yay! Wait, you didn't have the final answer.
Oh, fuck off with that shit.
Final answer.
To the broadcast.
So, what,
so
what is,
drop the zero.
Yeah.
Pinot Noir.
The popularity of beverages. What is, no, where does beer rank on the popularity?
All
alcohol.
Wow. Beverages ever?
Yeah. All drinks.
It's probably, well, what?
Water's got to be number one.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Are you helping her?
No, no, no. I was just going to say, I just said, wait. Whoa, I need some context.
Whatever, like, Jay.
Human beings.
Top 100 answers on the board. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
In the world?
All the human beings on the world.
Okay, well, let's talk super quick. Okay, we got water, we got, like, Coca-Cola, and we got, like, beer. I'm pretty sure that those are the top three.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if it's beer, then it would be, like, soda, right? It wouldn't be.
Is
this U.S. or world?
I feel like those are the top three, right? Because I think they put beer above wine.
Is this U.S. Is this U.S. or world?
World.
Okay.
Let's look at the lady's answer.
See, that's the thing. If it's the whole world, it's like wine and food.
There are some countries that don't drink.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's why I said water. All the Muslim countries. That's why I said water's got to be first.
Yeah, so
well, in the South,
it's
sweet tea and Bud Light.
I don't think it's number one.
It's water.
This is mine.
This is yours.
I don't think it's number two, but I want to say it's in the top five. I want to hope it's in the top five.
I think it's in the top five, maybe number four.
I feel like it's a trick question, and it's like the first. So.
No.
I think number four.
I think it's number four.
You think it's four?
I think four's a fun number to get.
What does your heart say?
Well, my heart sounds different than my head.
Oh, okay. So
you think it's more popular than wine?
Beer?
Yes.
I would go like.
You don't see wine commercials at the Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh. Yeah, that's true.
I would say like
25
other
beverages that are more popular than beer.
He's trying to throw you this off.
Crystal Pepsi. Mr. Pirate,
Mellow Yellow Zero.
Water, soda,
tea,
coffee.
I put tea before coffee because more places in the world drink tea.
Yeah, I would think tea would be number one.
All right, I like this.
Fine, four.
Four. We're saying four.
All right.
What I wanted to say.
Huh? What?
Do I go closest
to them? Yes. More popular than soda?
America alone.
More popular than soda.
Who does number two work for, really?
That's
the world.
It's Coca-Cola probably six.
We have to go five.
I would say five. Okay, I agree.
Five. You agree with that, Nick? Five?
What's their answer?
Four.
Yeah, there's I think it's higher than that, so right. I would say it's more like 12.
All right, well, they get the point then.
What is it?
It was three.
What?
What's one and two?
I'm sorry, Amanda was right because it was T2.
So it was one water?
Yeah.
Okay, thank God. I feel better about humanity right now.
You were?
Never underestimate underage drinkers.
What about milk?
If it was still two, we would at least tied.
When was it invented?
When was beer invented?
Yeah,
So it's
it
a
was
question.
Yes, it is your question.
Jessica, didn't they talk about this? What I mean?
We just went to a distributor today. Let's think about this.
They had beer on Game of Thrones, right?
No, they had beer.
They talked about this on MU,
right?
Game of Thrones isn't in this universe. Okay,
they had wheat. So domesticated wheat.
I don't remember exactly what it was, but I do remember they just talked about this. That's the problem when you catch up on some shit.
I'm pretty sure
it was exactly what the answer is, but I can't tell you the exact.
I think like 2000 BC. I think you do.
Yeah.
2000 BC.
No, I think Jay's right.
You think Jay's right?
I think Jay's right.
The domesticated wheat.
I think we've had this question before.
I think it's 2000 BC.
I think you're right. That's what would be my guess. Yeah.
2000 BC.
All right.
Yeah.
Steel.
Ooh, okay. What was your answer?
2000 BC. Do we go further back or do we go forward?
Jesus said.
If we go 1999.
Jesus had wine.
If we go 1999 BC, that gives us not only that amount of BC, but all the rest of human history ahead of us.
I would say 10th century.
No, it was absolutely right, Jessica.
Whoa! Hey! No kibitzing from the audience.
Like you think it's like post Jesus?
She was mouthing. She was mouthing things.
No, she wasn't.
The video
is on Jess.
No, because he's going to go against me.
All right, so
it's all, if we think it's after,
we can go back and watch.
I think it's.
You think it's before 2000 BC?
No, you guys are saying 2000 BC.
Okay.
Beer. So months like so that would have been happening after Christ.
but it all comes down to like.
But it was wine. It was wine before then.
Fine, we'll say 1999. Whatever.
Yeah, we're gonna say 1999 BC.
19
party like it's 1999 BC.
I'm sorry they have you beat. It's older. It's
told you. Because we talked about this on Mysterious Universe recently and how they
didn't take your answer, Chris, but you were close.
All right.
Yeah, they found hops in ancient Egyptian tombs, which led them to believe that they were making beer. See, I'll come back to you, and I'm not even trying to confirm.
You still down.
They just assume.
What's the score now?
Well, I mean, if
three.
Four to three.
Yeah.
They're actually from Egypt on the side of the brewery.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
All right, so
and they couldn't win with Jessica cheating.
Jessica didn't cheat. We didn't use the answer. We see that.
We didn't use the answer she gave.
No,
the final answer.
She didn't give an answer.
We didn't use the answer.
All right, let's keep going.
It's been tough.
It is to you guys, right?
Yes,
that is where we're at.
No, it's them.
It's your guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's them.
Hit us. What? Just give us the question.
If it's actually about softball, it will be very hard.
So yeah.
That's what she said.
Softballs are never hard.
All right. Name the largest freshwater lake in the world.
In the world.
How is that a softball question?
I don't know. What's that easy? Everybody fishing.
Isn't that like the Dead Sea or something? I have no idea.
No, you float in the Dead Sea. It has salt in it.
Yeah,
it
largest freshwater lake.
Freshwater lake.
I know it's not.
Isn't that like Lake
Titicaca? I agree.
What's the name of your pond?
Lake Flatbelter.
I've never.
The pond doesn't have a name.
Puddle Flatbelter.
Yeah.
I feel like I was gonna say the Salt Lakes. Are they freshwater?
No, it's Salt Lake.
They're Salt Lake, actually.
It has fresh lake name.
Can we have the Broadway questions, please?
I stand correct, Brad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jesus.
It's a great
Christ.
Question. It's great.
It's a great lake.
Yeah.
What?
So is
it's it? A, it's a great lake.
Huh?
Yeah. So what is it like? What's the big like? We have
got Huron.
Huron.
Just
so
those that don't know, I know the person that's really helping the other.
We got Erie.
It's the lady
Superior.
In the shawl.
Yeah, Holmes. It spells out Holmes.
Yes, but which is the largest one?
I think it's in Ontario.
Nah, is it Ontario? No, isn't it like?
Where's the deepest? One of them is the deepest.
I don't fucking know.
I think
it's the
largest.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's
like it's Superior.
I feel like it is called Superior. No.
Yeah.
No.
Is it Erie? Forever?
No, it's waving hi.
Oh, okay.
He's not going anywhere yet.
Bye, Jacob.
He's holding
up
the
house right now.
All right. Huh? I need to go.
You need to go. You need to sleep.
I got to take a flight in literally 4 hours.
That's fine. Yeah.
You sleep on the plane.
Yes.
Oh, it's 11:41.
All right. Next question. Yes. In the 1991 movie Mobsters, Bugsy Siegel was played by Skike Peck Heartthrob Richard Grieco. What year did Bugsy get killed?
Oh, it's
the real Bugsy. Yeah, I know. So it's like a little bit of history. 1991 movie Mobsters.
It was later in that.
Bugsy Siegel was played by
I didn't even have to level late this audio.
With
it's a lot louder on this side of the table.
What?
Whatever, do you mean?
No.
Yeah.
Bugs is not a fit.
When was Vegas was built in the 50s?
What, in the 40s?
What year did
the Flamingo was the first hotel
killed? Okay.
So we're really like 45.
Like questions where like everything 45. Was like tied back to a lost no? answer. I was like, oh.
I could probably, have wrong, I'm trying to remember.
I want to say 49 then.
Never make died. It. Oh. No, I
wait,
died.
Nick, do you have an answer?
Nick. 1947.
Oh, I forgot Nick was here.
Oh, 47?
47? Okay.
All right. 1947.
Oh, yeah. Well, Nick's
what the hell?
Yep, that's it.
He has the
yes! 1947.
But you Google
and all, he has the knickerneck. That doesn't really...
He's in LA.
That was a couple of letters away from something that sounded very
oh, bad. No.
He never heard that joke.
Very good.
Yeah, there you go. Knickerneck.
All right.
Knickerneck.
It's all right.
Yeah, you don't want to get it.
This
oh,
now,
this is a stumper. Oh yeah, I know. We've already been over that.
This is a stumper. Where would you find the Sea of Tranquility?
Ooh. Salt Lake.
Ooh.
Oh no, the Sea of Tranquility is on the moon.
Yes.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
Sure. I believe it's on the moon.
No, nah, he's wrong.
Wait! Whoa! 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 John freaking Sterling.
Why is everyone helping them?
All
right.
Because they like us better.
I'm just gonna take the point. I'm not gonna let you waffle on this. Because we all don't like wafflers. It is the moon.
Well done.
It was a good effort.
Did you also read that on a plane yesterday?
No.
He's also in this guy. I've been
a waffle forever. Like, I know how you don't like waffles, Jim. Anyway, on to the next question. Is this the tie-breaking win, right? Or what do we go to here?
I don't know.
How many?
We have five and five each.
Okay.
Wow.
So...
How long have we been recording?
Far too long.
we'll make this a tiebreaker.
I feel like it should be a number one, but
like a final Jeopardy type of thing.
Theater question.
Yeah, come on, we got this.
Question.
Give me Survivor trivia.
Yeah,
I got
yeah we want Survivor trivia.
I can't participate. I don't want that.
We want Survivor trivia.
Justify.
No, we want Survivor trivia.
So while we're getting our next question, don't forget for all your shopping needs, go to Jay and Jack Amazon.
Damn it, I did it wrong again.
Right. No, it's right.
You got it right.
Yes.
What?
We so want a survivor.
If you'd like to be a patron,
a survivor
oh, we are.
Question?
No, we don't want.
You're already here.
Yes,
no, no,
yes,
it should be neutral. It should be neutral.
I'm sorry. We have two people at this table. Have seen every single episode of Survivor. It's an even playing field.
This is.
But Jack's not going to remember.
Okay. This is not the last one. I have another last one. Sorry.
Okay. All right.
What item of clothing was named after the Scottish inventor? Oh, after its Scottish inventor.
The kilt.
What item of clothing
the
was
kilt.
Named after?
Nick, are we right?
It's Scottish inventor.
I don't know.
Article of clothing named
kilt,
after
kilt's a kilt's a good guess. Or the there's another one.
Kilty kilt.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess this is an opportunity to steal. I didn't realize that this.
It's not kilt.
No, that's not what.
What else do they wear?
No, it's just it's a Scottish person.
It's Scottish person. So. Do not stereotype all Scots. #hashtag not all Scots.
So
actually, I think I know it now. Actually, but can I get a chance just to answer on the back end?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna say Burberry.
Okay, and here you guys.
Burberry.
That's a brand.
Yeah, it's a clothing.
Yes, a brand. That's a label. That's like, you know.
Scarves.
I have a guess, too. But.
Nick has a guess.
You have a guess?
Why don't you guess, Nick?
It's too late, Nick.
Too late. Right. You already guessed kilt.
No. He didn't say final answer. He didn't say final answer.
Again, okay, we want Jana. Yeah.
No.
It's a guess,
honestly. No. The broads have to answer.
Okay, fine. All right, let's go to clothing.
Call
we got, all right, we got socks. We got
pants. We got pants.
We got pants.
We got shorts. We got capris.
We got your vests.
You know?
We've got belts.
We've got
scrunchies. sweater vest.
Might be scrunchy. Might be scrunchy. Like, scrunchy sounds Scottish.
like underwear.
Sir Thomas underwear.
Sir Thomas underwear.
Sir Thomas underwear.
like Knickers.
Knickers. Oh, Knickers. Like bloomers.
Like underwear. Bloomers.
All right, bloomers. We're going with bloomers.
Mike Bloomers.
Okay.
Yeah. Mike Bloomers.
What?
Sporin?
Sporin? No.
Sporin. Okay.
Sporin. No Sporin. It was a Macintosh.
Yeah, when I got
it. What clothing's a Macintosh?
Is that like a sports cup or something?
Like this?
It's not clothing.
That's what it said. It said a Macintosh.
What's the clothing's a Macintosh?
Don't you work for Apple?
Jay.
I think we're going to need another question.
A raincoat.
Oh, perfect.
It's a raincoat.
A raincoat?
Macintosh?
Oh, yeah, then you're right. But, oh,
Mac, like the Beatles song. Yeah.
New galoshes sounds very Scottish.
I know.
It does sound very Scottish.
You know, I have no regrets about our bloomers.
What's this year? This, I'll make this with them.
This is the last one, yeah. All right. The year.
So, who does it go to first?
Us.
The right. Broads.
Take it first.
Oh, okay. The Broads. Colleen, this one especially is for you.
Yeah.
I hope you get this.
What?
What? I can have alliances.
No, you can't. No, you're the goddamn moderator. You can't have an alliance.
Ask the question.
This is a natural debate.
The Federal Reserve System.
Oh, Christ.
Is the central... is the central banking system of the United States. It was created... In what year?
By Jack and Rose.
Okay. So,
yeah. In what year? And I will take closest to.
All right, okay. Nick, you got to know this.
Keep your mouth shut, though, Nick, because the Broads are trying to answer right now.
Okay.
It's like when the Titanic goes down.
I think because it sank in April, but I think it was a little bit after.
So that would be 1930. Yeah. So it's not within, it's a year after.
I think so.
Yeah, I
can't be part of the year.
That sounds right.
So
okay, we're going with 1913.
1912.
Is that your final answer?
1913.
We didn't say final answer.
It was 1913.
Thank you!
She got it. Sorry, Moyer, great man.
Tiebreaker.
Hey, I was drunk when I was raving about this last night. So, really.
This came up last night?
This is from the
audience. No, it's from Mysterious Universe. Okay, forget, we're not going into it.
Get down. I wasn't here yesterday. I heard
no, it got weird last night.
No, you can see Dan's video about it.
Okay. No, don't watch the video.
Wait, he recorded video of it?
Oh, yeah. God.
It's great.
If you become a Jay and Jack patriot, you can check out that video.
That will be my survivor tape.
All right, that's true. You become a super patriot. Let's get to $1,000 of Patreon money. And we'll do a retelling of her dramatic connection between the Titanic and the Federal Reserve.
You know.
I really did want to ask what was on this.
No, that was literally my shopping list.
No, I know. I wanted to ask that as a question.
Oh, I can tell you. Well, it was a doorknob.
Tie right there.
Broad's one.
Broad's one.
That was the question.
Lakes, we got screwed on Lake Superior. We should have to keep getting Salt Lake.
Yeah. Oranges.
Woo! All right, so are we closing out this show?
We are. What?
You gave him Randy Jones.
I know. I was trying to be a good sportsman.
You're the best.
That's a difference in the game.
Oh, I love you. You're the best.
Yeah.
That's the difference in the game, Jay. You suck.
Yeah, he just killed us.
Yeah. I know. Put it on me. Put it on me. All right, guys. That
Captain Fun strikes again.
That is it
for
this special episode of the Merry Man Broadcast crossover for our April Patron's Choice. Thank you to all of our patrons that make these shows possible. Let's give a round of applause. All of our podcasters do a lot of hard work, and patrons that contribute each month helps give back to all of our podcasters. So. Big ups, big thank yous. Thank you to everybody that's here this weekend. This is one of the biggest weekends we've had.
It's the biggest year since 2010.
Yeah, it's I think even more than that. It's like
no, that was the year of Sidewalk Driver.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Anyway.
That's a cigarette pen.
No, playing cards. All right. Well, that will do it for this week's special or this month's show.
Yeah, maybe we'll actually do the hangout on the patron's choice for May in May this time.
That'd be great. Also, tomorrow we close out our special weekend of fun with a live Leftovers podcast with Jay, Jack, and Mike.
Can we get someone excited? Is Mike still podcasting with us?
Yeah.
No,
he's not
part of it. No, actually, guys, I'm going to take an exodus to Australia with a cassette tape.
Hey, he's podcast fluid. It's cool.
So look for that tomorrow. Thank you, everybody out in internet lands watching this right now. And we'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
I feel like you should have given a date for the live show.